أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد فتنا قبلهم قوم فرعون وجاءهم رسول كريم. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained how Allah had sent the greatest, most magnificent kitab, the kitab, the Quran Sharif, which made, when it was revealed, that time also very blessed. Where it was revealed, that place also very blessed. First, the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, generally did not accept the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and what the consequences were in the Akhirat, that also Allah Ta'ala explains. And as the beauty of the Quran, now Allah Ta'ala backs it up and supports that same claim with a historical fact. That is, look at the people of Fir'aun. What a mighty and power nation they were. But when they did not obey the commandments of Allah, they did not bring iman, what was their consequences? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ اور جانچ چکے ہیں ہم ان سے پہلے فرعون کی قوم کو. And we had already tested the people of Fir'aun, that we send Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we send the Torah, and with so clear signs. But a mighty nation, that Fir'aun, it is said, ruled for 400 years without a headache. And he had such power, and his ministers, Haman, Qarun, what wealth, what power they had. But that nothing helped them and availed them in view of the fact when Allah's punishment came, when they did not believe in Allah Ta'ala. وَجَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ كَرِيمٌ اور آیا ان کے پاس رسول عزت والا. And a great, respectable, honorable رسول, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, came to them. But what great, great qualities he had, and he brought the Torah, a written tablet which Allah had given to them. أَنْ أَدُّوا إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ کہ حوالے کرو میرے بندے خدا کے. And he said the Bani Israel, whom you have kept as slaves, and you, who you are just using for your benefit, hand them over to me. They are my nation, my people, and I will teach them the teachings of Allah Ta'ala from the Torah, and they will obey the commands of Allah. They'll take them out of this bondsman and slavery which you are keeping them in. Inni lakum rasulun amin. Main tumhare paas aaya hu, bheja hua, mu'tabar. And I have been sent to you as a Rasul, and a very reliable Rasul. I've got my open credentials. I've got my certificates. Yade bayda, the hand which Allah had given him, whenever he put it under his armpit, it would come out shining white, white with noor. And also the stick which Allah had given him, the staff, whenever he would throw it on the ground, it would become a snake. And when he picked it up again, it would become a stick again. So these clear proofs that Allah has given me to prove that I am His Rasul. So believe in me and accept me and hand over at least the Bani Israel to me. وَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ اور یہ کہ چرہے نہ جاؤ اللہ کے مقابل. And don't become and show yourself mightier than Allah. That you want to show yourself we are more superior. We have got control. We are controlling the world. As Fir'aun used to say, that don't you see that the river Nile flows under my feet? I'm in control and in charge of it. I'm the Lord of this place. Inni aatikum bisultanin mubin. Main laata hu tumhare paas sanad khuli hui. And I bring to you a very clear sign. That is the yade bayda, the white hand and the stick. I've got my credentials and proof also that I'm the Nabi and I'm the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِنِّي عُثْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ أَن تَرْجُمُونَ اور میں پناہ لے چکا ہوں اپنے رب اور تمہارے رب کی اس بات سے کہ تم مجھ کو سنگسار کرو. And I've already taken the protection of Allah. Allah has granted me His protection. He is my Rabb and He is your Rabb also. In this, by saying your Rabb, there was great da'wat in there also, that He is your Rabb. Believe in your own Rabb. Like you tell somebody, this person is from your family, accept what he says. So that makes it much more easier for a person to accept. And I have taken Allah's protection, that you people will not be able to hurt me in any way, stone me to death, harm me, do me any harm. Allah has already already promised me that he is going to protect me. That's why I've got no fear. And this was that strong iman which every Rasul and Nabi has got. That the enemy is so strong in front of their eyes, but they know Allah's protection is there. And therefore they will not be able to harm him in the least. But وَإِن لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِي فَاعْتَزِلُونَ اور اگر تم نہیں یقین کرتے ہو مجھ پر تو مجھ سے پرے ہو جاؤ. And if you do not believe in me, then just get away from me, hand over the Bani Israel. At least that much you can do. If you don't want to change your lives and your ideologies and your beliefs, at least do this much when you see my clear credentials, that hand over the Bani Israel to me. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنَّ هَا أُولَاءِ قَوْمٌ مُجْرِمُونَ پھر دعا کی اپنے رب سے کہ یہ لوگ گنہگار ہے. And when he tried so much day and night, he called them towards Allah Ta'ala. He tried every way. He proved and he showed his credentials. But those people did not believe in any way. Then he turned to Allah and he said, "Oh Allah, these are people who are not going to believe. Oh Allah, you take care of them and you sort out their matters." Allah Ta'ala replied and said, "Fasri bi ibadi laylan innakum muttaba'un." Phir nikle raat se mere bando ko albatta peecha karenge. Allah Ta'ala said, take my bandas, the Bani Israel, this very night, take them and leave this place. Go away from here. These people will follow you, but have no fear. I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to give you your salvation. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left with all the Bani Israel, and they crossed the river, Watrukil Bahra Rahwa, or Chorja Daryaku Thamahwa. And you will go and you will leave the river, the sea, in such a way that the way that the water will have made walls for you. And there were 12 clans of the Bani Israel, and for each one Allah had made a separate road. And this was also Allah's great mercy, that at this time when everyone is worried, we are going away like refugees. Are my children with me? Is my old grandfather with me? Is my wife with me? So Allah made it that everyone as families and clans, they crossed and they could see one another, and they knew nobody is left behind. This was also a great comfort for them. So Allah Ta'ala says, cross now, I've made this paths for you, and I've made this river walls, water walls, and through that you can see the other clans are also coming. We are all getting saved and we are all going away. Innahum jundum mughraqoon. Albatta wo lashkar doobne wale hai. However, Fir'aun and his people, they are going to be drowned. You are going to get saved. And this is the absolute qudrat of Allah. In the very same thing, he kept the salvation of Bani Israel. In that very same thing, he kept the destruction of Fir'aun and his people. This is Allah's great qudrat. Allah is not in need of different situations. In the very same thing, Allah Ta'ala showed his two sides of his great qudrat. And Allah says about Fir'aun, when they were drowned and his people, kam taraku min jannatin wa uyun, bahut se chhod gaye baagh aur chashme. How they had prepared the Egypt, and what things they had made, what gardens they had made, what fountains they had made. In other words, all things of necessity, of comfort, of luxury. They lived a luxurious life, and they had made this dunya their jannat, and they were enjoying it. But when Allah's call came and Allah's azab, they left everything, and they were just drowned in the river, and nothing of theirs helped them in any way. وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ Kareem, or khetia or ghar khasse, and the farms also, lush farms, what irrigation systems they had, and what they did not have, and also beautiful houses, mansions and palaces they had built. وَنَعْمَتٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ, اور آرام کا سامان جس میں باتیں بنایا کرتے تھے. And they had other great ni'mats also, and they were living a lavish lifestyle. They were just enjoying themselves. But when they did not believe in Allah, none of these things could help them in any way, and they were destroyed completely. كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. یوں ہی ہوا اور وہ سب ہاتھ لگا دیا ہم نے ایک دوسری قوم کو. And then Allah Ta'ala says, in this way is our qudrat and how we change the tables. And especially for the people of South Africa to understand, it's not difficult at all. How the white government had built this country, how they had a grip on the country and on the people. But when Allah changed the tables, overnight Allah gave it to their worst enemies who were in their eyes. From the white people in the parliament they were sitting, now the parliament was filled with black people. Allah turned it around. Allah shows His Qudrat not only in those days, even now Allah can do this. And how Allah shows His Qudrat. So Allah Ta'ala says, whatever they had prepared, ready made, we gave it to the other nation. Everything, all the infrastructure of the country, the parliament, everything, Allah just gave it over to those who were downtrodden, to those on whom zulm was made so greatly. Overnight Allah turned it around and gave it to them. And then the consequences, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ پھر نہ رویا ان پر آسمان اور زمین. Neither did the earth cry upon them and neither did the skies cry, that these people are gone. They built up their dunya, made it a jannat, and now they had to leave it, and that nobody felt any pity or sorrow for them. It is mentioned in a hadith, for every mu'min there are two doors open for him. One is from the heavens his rosy comes down, and another door his good amal go up to Allah Ta'ala. When he dies, then these doors cry upon him also, that now this nek banda, the servant of Allah, his rosy is no more coming through me, and his nek amal are no more going. It is also narrated that wherever a person normally, generally makes his ibadat, when he dies, that ground cries for 40 years for that person. That this person who is to make so much Allah's ibadat, take the name of Allah, read Quran Sharif, today that person is no more. And the earth cries for that person. So, but for these people, Allah says, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. The earth, the skies did not cry at all. They were not sorry. They were happy these zalims are gone. Neither did the earth. وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْزَرِينَ. Or نہ ملی ان کو ڈھیل. And they were not given a respite of a second also. When the decree of Allah came, it overtook everything and nothing was left. From here we learn, we must not be sitting on our laurels and thinking we are living a wonderful life and we are enjoying ourselves, and yet in our country no earthquakes come, no volcanoes come, there are no riots. Anytime Allah's Qudrat is above everything. The important thing is to comply to the laws of Allah, to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. That is the only thing that can give a person salvation and can give him progress in this world also. We must not think that I've got big degrees behind my name, I've got lot of bank balances and lot of properties. These things are absolutely nothing in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. We must never depend on these flimsy things, on shadows. A person who depends on a shadow is the most stupid person. We should depend on the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and obeying the command and making effort for the deen of Allah, to spread the word of Allah and to bring everyone to understand and be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala.